back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here on this Monday morning. Humid, 78 degrees, but a nice pleasant start to our work week. We're joined here in studio by Luke Carr with Prairie Land Partners and volunteer of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Can't believe it, but I was just speaking with the superintendent of USD 445 schools a moment ago. School is starting this week, and it is Fair and Rodeo Week. Luke, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
As, again, we are back at it here. I guess we'll just start with this. You know, I asked you off the air a moment ago, but I know you've been doing this for quite some time. What number Fair and Rodeo is this for you?
This is my 11th.
This is your 11th Fair and Rodeo. I love that. I love that. Let's see, you know, I guess, when did you get started? How did you get started, I guess, is a better question. That 11 years ago, that would have been their 100th anniversary of it. So how'd you get started with it?
Well, I have to blame that on my wife. She was a volunteer first, or, you know, started, and then she drug me out there to start helping them. So I always blame it on her. It's her fault. So.
Well, it seems like it stuck, because, I mean, the now over a decade you guys have been enjoying out there. What's your role with Fair and Rodeo?
This year I'm the president of the Fair Association.
President of the Fair Association. What do you, I mean, president, man, president, that probably comes with quite a bit. So I would say jack of all trades at this point, a little bit of everything with that, or just kind of more organizing?
More organizing and, you know, helping where I'm needed and things like that.
Yeah, so. Making sure you're the guy that points the fingers, making sure everybody's doing what they need to be doing. And when if you need to help, then you know how to, and you can step in at any time. So with countless, years at this point, volunteer time there at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, and you've seen volunteers come in and out. You've kind of seen the impact of it, and you've seen folks probably stay longer than you have and stay now for an extended period of time. What has that impact of volunteering for the Fair and Rodeo been?
It's been really eye-opening for me to see what all it takes to put on an event of that magnitude. There's guys that have been on that association for 30-plus years still coming out there, putting in their time, helping out. You know, giving us advice really more than anything at this point for some of them. It's nice to have them around.
Absolutely. Know. Absolutely. Well, you mentioned there's some folks that are, you know, into this 30 years now. There's some fresh out, probably newbies as well. What does it take to really put on something of this magnitude?
It takes a lot of people and it takes a lot of their time. So, you know, we definitely spend a lot of time out there getting stuff ready and you know, even all of our event chairmen, you know, spend a lot of time on their event throughout the year, planning and organizing their stuff to make sure that it runs off without a hitch.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ruth Nicholas has done such a great job staying in contact with us. And I mean, if you know, the way that she runs her contact with the media is any way of the way that you guys run your stuff with the Fair and Rodeo, I'm sure it runs very smoothly. And with that, I mean, 100 years past, you know, you definitely know you're doing something right when you're coming back year in, year out for sure. With that Fair and Rodeo. So you'd mentioned your wife. You always like to blame it on your wife there. Is she still volunteering? Is this kind of a family thing for you guys?
Yeah, she's actually the sponsorship chairman. And so, I'm, you know, she definitely spends a lot of time contacting sponsors and setting up their benefits and things like that, you know. And all year. I mean, as soon as the fair's over, we start again on next year. So
yeah.
Time-consuming for sure, but it's very rewarding at the same time.
And any kiddos that you drag along for the week that you make help?
We've got two girls that are 10 and 7 now, and they've been out there, you know, as long as we have, and they get right in there and help and, you know, spend a lot of time out there with us as well.
Absolutely. Well, we kind of hit on, you know, what it has meant to you as a volunteer as well as your wife and kind of, you know, now over a decade long, but you're a Coffeyville resident. You were born and raised here, I believe. You know, we talked off the air, born and raised Coffeyville. I don't know if you strayed away for a little while, then made your way back to the area. But nonetheless, what does this mean for Coffeyville? I mean, we're a town of maybe 10,000 on a good day, and this is a huge event. What does this mean to Coffeyville?
As far as I know, this is the largest event that happens in Coffeyville. It's kind of the culmination of summer. You know, you mentioned school starting at the end of the week. It's kind of the last hurrah for, you know, people come, the community to come out, get together, and kind of have one more event before school starts.
Yeah, school starting, kind of the end of summer. I love the transition. The timing of it is absolutely perfect. So we got a whole long week of stuff. We'll kind of get into the scheduling here in just a minute, but I kind of want to talk about your opinion of it. What's your favorite part of the fair?
I don't really have a favorite part. I just enjoy seeing everyone, you know, the community coming together, everybody being out there enjoying themselves their families and just really, you know, seeing everybody come together.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, thinking of it, now that you're at 11 years into this, you can sit back a little bit more and see, to the families that where you were 11 years ago, and you're like, man, that was my first experience or my first time here. Probably not your first time, but first time volunteering. And you can see those experiences, and you can share that almost. You may not be with them, you may not talk with them, but you can see the look on their faces, and you can share that. So that's pretty
sure.
Cool, pretty cool feeling with that. Let's get into it now. Grandstand events for this year's fair and rodeo. I guess we'll just go ahead and start with today. Today is Monday, so what do we got going on today? A little bit of baking or what?
Yep, today's the bake sale. They'll judge this afternoon and then have the bake sale tonight. You can come out and bid and purchase those goodies that everybody's cooked and the kids and it's usually a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you can usually walk away, you know, with these. What time does it start, by the way, the food?
6 o'clock.
Six o'clock. So with that, you know, sometimes you can get away with, like, those old grandma's recipes or, like, the classic good recipes. It's something that you're not going to be able to go to the store and buy. So you don't want to miss out on that. So today is the bake sale. Let's kind of get in for the remainder of the week. Tomorrow, we've got some tickets that I'm going to be giving away in our open line program, which starts up here in just a little bit. But a fun event tomorrow with that tractor pull. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's the Outlaw tractor pull. So there'll be, high horsepower, be a lot of smoke in the air, and it's loud, and it's a good time.
Gotta love it. Big machines working against each other, pushing that smoke, bumping it out. So that's going on tomorrow. I know that starts at 7:30 p.m. The gates are opening up at 6. Anything happening beforehand during the afternoon for tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning is the swine show. Starts at 8 o'clock, and our carnival also opens tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And so tomorrow, like you said, really kicks off, full day of events. Yep. And then tractor pull tomorrow night.
Well, very neat. So you guys can get out there, and then again, carnival opens up as well. That means there's going to be a lot of light, smoke, and machinery going on for Tuesday night. And then looks like Wednesday, I'm sure you guys have stuff going on in the morning. We'll start with that, and then some bull riding. So tell me what's going on Wednesday morning, and then kind of explain that bull riding event.
Yeah, Wednesday is the rabbit and sheep show in the morning, and then they show the goats that afternoon.
Absolutely. And then we had mentioned the bull riding. It is LJ Jenkins. Is that who it is?
Yep. Which he is a past PBR bull rider. And now he's retired from riding and produces events now.
There you go. Well, obviously, a lot of people that are either, whether it's music, sports, rodeo, when you're in it, it makes it easier to reciprocate it back, because
yes, sir.
Feeling, what it's like to be in there with that. So we got bull riding on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday, it is big PRCA rodeo. But again, there is usually some stuff going on. Thursday morning, what's happening?
Thursday starts off with the market beef show at 8 o'clock, and then they'll show the bucket calves, and then their breeding show after that. At 4 o'clock is the parade, which is always the same day as the start of the rodeo. 4 o'clock right here downtown. And after the parade, we'll go back to the park and have the free bean and watermelon feed. And also have a kids tractor pull going on. And the Buddy Burrow show is at 6:30 p.m. that night, and 7:30 is the rodeo.
So the kids tractor pull, I'm hoping it, those little
pedal tractors?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, exactly. That's yeah. I was hoping that's exactly what it was. So, again, lots going on there for that August 15th. They're on Thursday, and then Friday the 17th. What's going on throughout that day?
Friday is the the shows are over. The animal shows are over. But the 4-H and FFA will have a judging contest out there Friday morning. And then at 4:30 is the premium sale.
Right.
For the livestock.
Great. So we got the sale there. And then again, as I had mentioned, the PRCA rodeo happening at 7:30 on both of those nights. So, you know, with that, you kind of wrap things up there for Thursday, or excuse me, for Friday morning, and you get into the 4-H, because obviously we had 4-H fairs just a couple weeks ago. Got to love to see the kiddos getting involved with that. I guess we kind of wanted to come back to this now that we're in Friday. The carnival, 6 o'clock every night, is that when it opens?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 6 o'clock. Just wanted to make sure we're there. Then we get into Saturday, certainly one of my more favorite parts of it. Just, again, machinery banging back and forth. Yep. The demo derby, what's going on all Saturday?
A lot of cleaning up in the livestock barns on Saturday, but there will still be a few animals around for people to come out and see. You know, on Saturday, you know, people work all week. Yep. Maybe you haven't had a chance to get out there, but there'll be some animals still left in the barn, and they can come out and see them. And like I say, that night's the demo derby.
Yep, that night is the demo derby, and then I would imagine carnival one more night, Saturday, the final night of the carnival there.
Yes, sir.
Great, and then it is cleanup time, and then as you had mentioned, preparation for next year.
Yes, sir.
My goodness, you guys, no sleep for you guys. So let's kind of talk about how people can get involved with this, I guess. Purchase tickets, is there availability online, or how can people get involved with this?
Yeah, you can buy them online at fairandrodeo.com, or you can go to the chamber. Well, the chamber's actually moving to the ticket office out at the fairgrounds starting today. You can go out there and buy them in person. There's a lot of information on our Facebook page. You know, that's where we post all the updates and things like that. So people can go there, visit, like us, follow us.
Great. So let's just talk about, you know, basic ticket pricing, I guess. Maybe if you wanted to come in for a night from a family range, what kind of runs a night? And then I'm sure you guys probably have like week passes or something like that. Yep. Do you have any differences?
So nightly tickets are $15 a piece. Okay. Ages 4 and up need a ticket. You can still purchase fun passes. I believe they're $45 now for the whole week.
Nice, so. Nice. You got to love that. It just covers everything within that. And then the, you know, you guys, any vendors or anything like that out there included within? Or?
Yes, the park will be full of vendors starting today. There'll be, you know, the food trucks, trailers, things like that. So there's always good fair food.
Yes, there is. Fair food, carnival games, and then, of course, all of the grandstand events. And I guess we'll just go ahead and I know we talked about it kind of piece by piece, but let's just, what are the 5 grandstand events in order?
So tractor pull, LJ Jenkins bull riding, pro rodeo, and then the demolition derby.
And the demolition derby. So we got a long week and a lot of fun coming up for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. It is the 111th year. What's one thing that you wish the public realized about the 111th annual Fair and Rodeo?
You know, we do this, we volunteer to put it on because we enjoy it. And, you know, we enjoy seeing people coming out, enjoying the shows, enjoying the, you know, the livestock and the carnival and things, and we're all just volunteers trying to do the best we can, you know. But we truly enjoy doing it, or obviously we wouldn't invest that much time and energy into it.
Absolutely. Well, again, speaking with Luke Carr, volunteer of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, and you know what we'll do? You're president of what? We'll give you that full tagline there.
President of the Montgomery County Fair Association.
There you go, Montgomery County Fair Association. So president of that, as well as up at Prairieland Partners. Luke, any final notes, shout-outs that you wanted to give for our listeners this morning?
I just appreciate everybody coming out and spending time with us and enjoying the shows.
Absolutely. Again, speaking with Luke Carr here this morning from the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Luke, thanks so much. I do appreciate you coming in. Speaking on behalf of the rodeo, Fair and Rodeo, I know we've got a long week of remotes, including one tonight, as well as you guys coming in and out intermittently throughout the week. But I think this will be the last time I speak with you, Luke. So, Luke, thanks so much. And we'll just continue on with this and have a lot of fun this week.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.